Yes.
All I ask is for you to read one of these articles. I send them out in the middle of the week. That's all I ask.
Yeah. Yo, what up?
That's all I ask for you to do. It's just like,
yep.
It's just literally just that.
That's what she said.
Huh? The what? Oh, snap.
Better write the name of the artist, Bobby.
I mean, the show's coming back right now. Ladies and gentlemen. It's your boy Ruff in the building. And we got a big cast on today. We actually doing some video here at College Radio right now.
Yo, it's the first video sesh, yo. We about to put this up on YouTube.
Rob's going to be acting all different on camera and stuff.
Nah, looks sexy. Man.
What? Sexy? Yeah.
Ray's like the big old teddy bear.
Ray.
You want a hug? Let me know.
Call him Teddy. We got Ray in the building. I mean, yes. Ray's doing big things right now. Ray, how you doing, man?
I'm doing good, man.
You know, yeah. I hope you. I'm glad Radio you're doing music. Good. Steph, what's going on with you, girl? Our favorite
She's
person
crappy.
Here?
Oh, my bad. Either way, it's the same thing.
What happened?
Yeah, pretty much.
Pretty much.
How you doing? I'm crabby.
All right. Keep the negative going. Yeah.
Nah. All right, crabby patty.
What? The freak?
Yo. Every time we like come, Steph, It's like I'm going to just like nod up.
Yeah.
It's not bad. Ladies and gentlemen, this is College Radio. So let's go ahead.
How I'm doing, Ruff.
Let's go ahead and get right into it. The news you should care about.
You are such a... Oh, my God. You know what? Hold on. Pause. Because before we do that, happy Diwali to all my peoples out there. It's actually Deepavali. All my Hindu peoples out there. I'm Hindu. I'm going to celebrate it. Passed
I was going
to
say the
last
most
night.
Joke ever.
You know what I'm saying? It passed last
like
night.
It
was
a
three-day holiday.
New segment
so
to
it was
make
Friday,
a religious
Saturday,
announcement.
Sunday. So happy.
Keep your religion off my show, sir. All right?
Happy
you
daylight
can eat
savings.
Okay, Ruffkins?
Why would you say that after you promote your religion like that?
Because I can do that. Ain't nothing wrong in my religion with saying that stuff.
Okay, all right.
Actually,
all
no, there is something wrong
right.
with saying
you're
that
you're
stuff.
You're
in my head, I was like, wait, maybe I should join that religion.
No.
Oh, jeez. Ladies and gentlemen, on the news that you should care about, but you really don't because you're really not that into current events. First up, ladies and gentlemen, we have some bad news. Food stamps are being cut back, so for all you college students...
No. Let the pregnant lady talk about it. Your food stamps are getting cut. Want to know what happened? I'm getting $18.
What? $18 worth of food
stamps?
That's
what I'm living off of right
Damn.
Now.
Man, that's like
two kids. I don't want to deal with it.
Technically one.
One and one on the way.
That's living.
Listen, my husband counts as another.
Okay, that makes sense.
So two kids.
I mean, the reason why we bring this up as College Radio, as you guys know,
it's
I mean, being in college,
all college students.
You know, sometimes you can barely afford paying your own rent, so you got to jump on the food stamp bus.
Yeah,
I mean,
that's if
whatnot,
you pay rent,
if you pay rent, Lucky. And the cuts are basically going to be five. Basically, $5 billion nationwide by the end of this year,
Jesus
and cut started November 1st. So, Ohio's getting cut. What is it? $195 million?
$193 million.
And then, Illinois is getting cut $256 million. I'm just throwing random numbers out there, and I
Georgia's
hope they land.
$210 million.
$210. Yeah. See, I'm just throwing out random
That's
numbers.
So ridiculous.
No, you're pretty close. You're
and it's saying
close.
Like a family of four will receive less, $36 less each month because of this reduction.
And then the
according to the U.S.
a family of eight is what's the
$65 less.
$65 less for a family of
and
eight.
And listen, that's a huge
that's a big
chunk.
Deal, man.
Trust me, that's a huge
well,
chunk.
Like a steak dinner.
The reason why I mean
no,
the reason
that's
why,
that's a lot of
the reason
food.
Why
I'm
a lot of these the reason why these things are going on is because I think in 2009 in order to re up the you know the United States economy and the recession proof and whatnot they actually created a law to basically help everybody and what's ended up happening is that more people are on food stamps. Since 2000.
Because they're lazy as bro.
Whoa, that's your opinion, but I think times are kind of tough.
Like, there's like
Whoa.
A miss. There's like a miss.
There's something called
like
unemployment.
Oh.
There's a
time.
Half and half on that one.
It's a half and half.
It's a half and half. There is a lot of lazy people, but there's also
too.
A lot of, yeah. There's.
Big
but,
time.
And I have to say it because I can say it. I'm on it. And there's a lot of lazy people, but then there's also the ones that can get off their ass and work.
Primarily
so
lazy folks.
Oh yeah, it's gosh. Pretty much, I'm going to say that.
I mean, sometimes it might not even be because
it
they're lazy.
Sometimes,
sometimes
but
it might
truth
be,
is, they're just...
You know what I mean?
Sometimes it's just... You, Nick, like, for example, it's just a general example.
Maybe it's baby
for
kids.
Women who get pregnant and have... No offense to you. Who have, like, eight kids and don't want to get a job.
Those are the baby kids.
I'm sorry. I can't... I have to agree. I'm pregnant. I still go to school full-time and work.
She's a hard worker.
And I take care... I can say... I can talk all the shit
she
I want.
Puts in that
I'm on it, but... I work hard, okay. So I don't have to use it. But
basically, what we're trying to say is that College Radio folks, we're doers out here. Yes, it may be difficult, but we can push forward what we're going to do. Next up on the news that you should care about, but you really don't because you're really not that into current events. The spy game has gone too far. John Kerry is talking about how the NSA and other secret organizations in the United States government are secret, have been spying on people.
Oh, we know this is ridiculous. No, this is ridiculous. And I'm sorry. This is absolutely ridiculous to me. I mean, I understand the whole autopilot thing, but my thing is, how dumb
okay, autopilot?
Must you be? Must you be to go and listen to our allies on their personal phones? In this case, I'm going to talk about the German ambassador, the chancellor.
Angela Merkel.
I mean, really, did you really not think that if they found out that wouldn't have made an issue? I just don't understand.
Well, because, I mean, a lot of people don't realize this, but when the Patriot Act was signed after 9/11, a lot of people forego a lot of their privacy for security concerns.
Yes.
So this begs the question, how much privacy are you going to give up in order for security? How much will you give up? I think,
isn't that unconstitutional? Are we?
Everybody see Rob's penis.
It's signed into law, man. There's nothing we can really do about it.
As long as they're not inviting on my phone sex, I'm fine.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Bro, you know, they probably got books. They probably got Blu-ray stacked of you and your phone sex escapades.
That's what I'm saying. I'm like, everybody's seen his penis. No, oh, no
whoa,
problem.
Whoa, hey.
NSA has.
Oh.
Except for women I be banging. I don't send NSA video clips. Has. I don't send text messages of my body.
You just send pictures. You just send pictures. That's all you do.
You don't sell. A man should know this is guy code. You never ever send pics of your penis ever. If you do, they gotta be just your penis, not full body.
And
shot.
What you talking
people,
about?
It's still, and you many know, it's people break those it. Rules.
Let's and a lot of people break those rules.
How about
you never
this?
Show your face.
How about this for a college radio top tip? Never send pictures of your anatomy to any female whatsoever.
Women, you can send it to men.
That's an exception, yes.
Men, you send it to no girl. Oh, women, you can send it to us all day.
Oh,
we
I'm
love
not going
to
do this double standard thing.
We'll set
it
as a wallpaper on our phone.
Hell yeah.
Get a little nice little something.
All my boys are going to be getting that picture. Merry Christmas.
Oh, my gosh. Come on, man.
It's actually a picture of your knuckle.
College Radio, we coming right back. It's Breakup November, so you know what that means. More to talk about. We coming right back.
Like an empty bottle takes the rain, and and take my past and take my sins. An empty sail takes the wind, and heal. And tell me something last, and tell me something.
Tell me something.
We back, ladies and gentlemen. And that was Tom Odell with Heal.
I told you, you should lose all rights to selecting songs.
What? It's a good song.
That was very depressing.
Mm-hmm. That's how you knew Ruff picked it.
It was so depressing that the wound on my wrist started pulsating again.
Really?
That Keon's cat gave me. That's, and it started bleeding again.
I was about to say, I thought that's because you wear your heart on your sleeve. Hey.
That sucked.
That was a horrible joke, dude. Like,
I was really rooting for you on that one, and well, then I was disappointed.
Well, I mean, to be realistic, I mean, we all know why people wear hearts on their sleeve, especially around this time of the year.
To get laid.
No, to get their heart broken.
Yes.
You're looking for your heart to get broken if you wear that shit on your sleeve.
Well, but it happens during all the time. Happens yeah. all the time, and yeah. that's why it's breakup
during
November.
The season of giving.
Yes.
Dumbass.
What
doesn't mean give your heart away, you dumbass.
What are you talking about? He's talking about something completely different than I'm talking about.
Thanksgiving, hello, we're in November.
I was going to say it's breakup November, man. This is where I just blanket you from the show. All right, but anyways, breakup November is here, folks, and we got ourselves our Snuggies and Nutella segment, which is our best stories of breakup November. Anybody?
Somebody? Oh, I don't have any.
I
gassed this girl up so much into that I was going to like have her date me and like...
Okay. Can you define the term gas? Because a lot of people don't really know what that means.
The term gas really literally means that when you talk to a girl and you lead her on in a certain matter to have her believe that you will actually go out with her.
Fantastic. I'm glad you remember that from that show, by the way. All right, go ahead. Get it on.
So anyways, I gassed this girl up, right? and I had to thinking like, yo, she's like, oh, man, he's going to go out with me. And like, you know, I just stopped talking to her.
I am ashamed to be hearing these stories. I feel guilt by association.
The sad part is, I mean, I only made out with the girl. I didn't get no WAPs. I'm good with that because if I got the WAPs,
thank you for keeping that PG, sir. I appreciate that. I really do.
I am what? Gross now. Thanks
for keeping that PG.
Dirty.
Man.
Yeah, I'm trying, Harry. I'm trying. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of hard, but I'm trying. You know, it's cool though. Every time she sees me, you know, she wants to like chop my head off.
She wants the D, bruh. Capital D.
That's cool. I'm down to give her some of that vitamin.
Okay. All right. Steph, I know you got some lady stories for us. Great. Breakup
absolutely,
November, what do you got?
Absolutely.
She's
not.
Lying.
She's lying out of her teeth right now. Listen, oh no, don't give me that. Oh,
and she held her boob. She's like,
oh, I am offended.
I'm not offended. Trust me, I'm not
what?
Offended at all. Just
nonsense.
I'm not that fun.
It's garbage. Ray, you got any?
This is probably the worst Valentine's Day story. That
whoa,
you
no, this
hear.
Ain't no Valentine's Day. Breakup November, man.
Well, this is the worst breakup I've ever had.
Oh, jeez.
Okay.
And let's just say it happened in November. So let's go with that.
Okay. All right. This is back in the sixth grade, right?
Uh oh. Here we go.
Way back.
Here comes the music.
set it for me. This is a girl that I wanted to ask to the Valentine's Day dance.
Oh.
And she's like, oh, yeah, sure.
Go ahead. Do your
so
thing, right?
I went all the way. I went home. I went to the nearby florist shop. Bought dozen roses for her.
Damn,
the
right?
next day.
Where you get that money from?
My mom gave me money.
Your mom gave you money to buy roses for her?
Listen, hey. He was in the sixth grade.
I was in the sixth grade. I mean, I didn't have no job or anything.
My mama
like
would have slapped me upside the head. Boy, where you take my $10, man? You want to eat tonight? That's
so the next day, I run into her and I was like, here, I got you these. And she's like, yeah, yo. Thank you. And I'm like, hey, we're still going out to the dance together. And she was like, yeah, absolutely. So so they made an announcement for us to go to, for all the kids to go down to the gym to go to the dance. And right then and there, she paid no mind to me. And I said, hey, are we going to dance? And, you know, girls always get that excuse like, this ain't my song or I'm tired and everything, you know. So she blew me off and everything. Like, and guess where I found the flowers that
I
bought?
Oh, no, Ray, don't tell us.
In the basura.
In the garbage.
Oh,
in the basura.
And that was
my
the,
heart.
Yeah,
what?
That
that's
was the most thing that
what?
Ever. Yeah.
Oh,
no. Yeah. But I got
I
the last laugh.
Her.
God
come
bless.
On, man.
I
come on,
no, no, no.
Man.
Let me tell you. I got the last laugh because I actually ran into her on Facebook.
Hey. Ooh.
And talk about food stamps. She got like 5 kids.
Ooh!
Single mom.
Damn, she got some baby kids.
Somebody shot her club
she
up.
She got some baby kids.
Ray won, bitch, nothing.
Hey.
Thank you.
That's the best revenge. Yes. You can say it.
Actually, I got a pretty bad story too.
Oh, I'd love to hear this.
Oh, jeez.
Yes. Is it worse than me?
Like rough stories. Hurry up, bro.
All right. So I'm dating this girl. You know, it's my first official girlfriend in high school. You know, I'm trying to do my thing and whatnot.
Is it the one I'm thinking about?
No, it's not. So I'm dating this girl in November, right? And the reason we call it breakup November is because you don't want to deal with any Christmas presents. Any New Year's presents?
Thanksgiving visits.
Black Friday, and basically you hold out till February. So if you're single during November, you make it past November, you're good for the rest of the holidays.
You know why I couldn't do it? Because I could never.
So basically, what ended up happening? This girl called me on Thanksgiving, and basically told me, "Hey man, I don't think this is gonna work out."
On Thanksgiving.
What?
Yeah, she called me on Thanksgiving and said, "I don't think this is gonna work out," and I was just like, "What?"
It was
but
the turkey.
Thanksgiving.
It was the turkey.
And you're supposed to give me some box.
And I love Thanksgiving too, but she spoiled my Thanksgiving. She said, "I don't want you anymore."
She'd be like, "Here's a to-go box." But
you gotta play this damn soft ass Drake music.
What are you talking about, bro? This is opera. Here at College Radio, we play a little bit of everything.
Look, I like opera, but I ain't trying to sing J.G. Wentworth right now.
Okay, you know what?
J.G. Wentworth ain't in my system right
now. That is so ignorant. Let's see, I'm a College Radio's coming right back.
Nascosta un po' cielo e un po' per non morire.
Bravo. Encore. Encore.
Woo!
Encore. Throw the flowers.
JG went with you.
Oh, my gosh.
Ruff, I did not know that you could sing that high.
I know. Yeah, that was rough, everybody.
Those octaves.
And just so you know, because we're actually having this video recorded.
Absolutely.
See, we said in the beginning of the show, Ruff is actually behind the scenes right now talking through.
And that's how I like to be behind the scenes.
We wish you could see his scruffiness.
No. I know.
Yes.
It would be a dope look, because then you actually be able to see Ruff instead of on a photo, and then you'd be like, oh my God.
I doubt if I'm even going to take the photo or whatnot. But, anyways, we're going to go ahead and move on, ladies and gentlemen, to our favorite part of the show, Webster's Porn.
Yes.
Ray, you want to go ahead and give us a little intro right now? Let them know what Webster's Porn about, baby.
If I have the information, I don't have anything.
Okay. This porn is to help make you smarter.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So we're going to come up with a word every episode.
Yes, yes.
And we're going to explain the definition and try to use it in a sentence.
And then make you love
it. Or make one up. You'll know.
Make you love it.
And so today's word.
What is the word?
Is servile. It's an adjective.
Why you got to steal my thunder for, bro?
Oh, my bad.
I mean, really?
Go ahead. Do your thing, girl.
Servile. Serval.
Go ahead, Steph. Go ahead.
The breakdown says serval.
Reaction.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry. So serval is it's an adjective, so of or befitting a slave or a menial position, or number two, meanly or cravenly submissive, aka the next girlfriend that Rob has is gonna be servile.
Yeah, she's gonna do everything I damn say.
Anybody who has read 50 Shades of Grey, and I know a lot of you people are guilty of it, you're probably servile.
Not guilty.
Hell, she's gonna be submissive. Hell yeah, I'm gonna tell you. Hey, baby.
Really?
Hey, you.
He
come
wouldn't
here.
Do that.
You gon'.
He would never do that.
Make really? Me some Eggo waffles.
Oh my God. And then when she hands you,
and then you're gonna butter them.
Oh jeez. What about you, Ray? What do you got? Serum. What do you got for?
Oh,
with
butter. I'm sorry.
What do you think?
You were clapping too much.
Something about slave? What was the definition?
Oh jeez.
It's befitting of a slave or menial position.
There's nothing befitting about slavery.
They're submissive. That's what it's saying. All they're gonna do is say yes, master. Yes, master.
No, they're not gonna say that. What the hell?
It's like meaning if you're describing something or the position of a job.
It's like a
like roots.
Why does it have to revolve around slavery?
Shit.
Hey.
Why?
Yo.
That has no
I love
sense.
The Q too.
Oh shit.
Yeah. What was it, Family Guy? You keep hitting me that way. You call me whatever you want. It's Toby with an I.
Oh, stop.
That's a great
that shit was wonderful. Nah, but in general, man, like, you know, yeah, I do want my women to be kind of submissive,
listen,
not too
all
submissive.
All men want their future girlfriend, actually girlfriend.
The only thing I want her to be submissive to, she just got to be open to sucking some.
I am going to generalize.
Not this guy.
Experimentation.
I want a submissive wife.
I didn't say wife. I said girlfriend, because I corrected myself. No man's going to want his wife to be
submissive.
I mean, girlfriend.
If a girlfriend says, no, I got my mama listening to the show. I can't say that. But
no, you don't.
You need to stop playing. Bro.
She listens to the show?
Yeah.
Oh, well, cool. I want a girl who's going to be open to sucking some... That's all. I want to see what that mouth do, though.
It's a good thing I get to bleep that out, too.
I just want to see what that mouth do.
And then when she asked, you were like, he said sausage? Like, Italian?
Not even. I don't even go that
route. No, Indian sausage.
I really don't go that route at all, man. Ridiculous.
Ice cubes.
Really?
Ice cubes.
Ice cubes.
That's nice.
College Radio's coming right back with a little more segment.
When your mom asks you questions...
What? Do you even know what the song is?
No, I don't know, but it sounds good to me.
I'll let you guys hear it. Whatever.
I wrote it.
I got a new church location. Every Sunday I pray for amnesia. Smoke different cigarettes. I got a new dress. I made an old fake procedure. I need a new heart to doctor. Don't care how much it costs, you just gotta help me stop the hurting. Help me be a different person. If I'm somebody else. Never happened to me. If I'm somebody else, it never happened to me. If I'm somebody else, it never happened to me. If I'm somebody else, it never happened to me.
out my name, I'm making up a brand new story. Ooh, I'm feeling like a big bad liar, but I gotta throw the pain to the fire. Every day I'm busy working on how to be a different person. If I'm somebody else, it never happened to me. If I'm somebody else, it never happened to me.
Yo,
yeah, welcome back to College Radio, everybody.
We's back.
And everybody, if y'all forgot, there's like four of us here. So, you know, if you hear four different voices, don't think there's still three of us.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, it's been a party today.
Do the math. So Ray, you gonna go ahead and run this College Radio segment? Go ahead.
Yes, this week's local artist is Mr. Let It Echo.
Yeah.
Echo. What kind of name is that?
Oh, come on, man.
Hey, just put an echo on this thing. Echo.
Should I echo manually?
I'm not going to echo manually. Don't think I'm going to echo manually, nigga. Put an echo on this.
All right. So Ray, let us know, man. Let him know.
Okay. Could I do this by doing the echoes at the end?
Huh?
At the end of every sentence.
At the end of every sentence?
That the last word.
Okay, fine. Just go on.
The first question is, how did you get into music? I've never really got into music. It got into me.
Nigga, no, it didn't.
Oh, calm down.
No. It gets better. Since I was a kid, I've been writing songs and in love with music. He just said he never got into music. It was divine order, if you ask me. I went from rapping to writing for people and now to spoken word poetry. Even with my poetry, I make sure I integrate music and singing just to show my love and appreciation for music. Okay. Second question was, who are your major influences? I consider myself a lyrical person.
So you're wordy?
Yeah. Therefore, some of my major influences,
people like...
You guys
sound very pretentious.
Biggie Smalls.
What?
You guys sound very pretentious right now.
I sound pretentious?
Just a little bit. Go ahead.
It's not pretentious. It's just that this nigga's being pretentious.
Go ahead. Read it.
Biggie Smalls, Eminem, and even Patti LaBelle.
Where's Jay and Nas?
Calm down, bro.
No. Yes. Patti is a major influence because of the passion she leaves on stage. I make sure I leave it all on stage as well. Mm-hmm. And the last question, if you got a chance to ask an iconic figure one question, who would it be and what would the question be? Michael Jackson. The question would probably be, did you still get nervous before your shows and how did you know when you blacked out into your character on stage?
Oh, that's a pretty good question.
That is actually a really good question. Yes.
I like that question.
I would ask that to Michael Jackson. Yeah.
The nervous part, I was like, okay, that's average. But when he said about the whole blacked out thing, I was like, okay, that's...
I think this is College Radio first. He's actually a spoken word artist as well, too. So I think this is really going to be interesting to hear what he has. The name of the song is called Talk To Ya. It's featuring Miss Olivia Kells. So I think really you guys are going to... this is going to be interesting. I mean, what do you guys think about the artist so far? I mean, for what he had to say. Be honest. You sucking your teeth?
That's what I think of him.
Yeah. That's
what I think of that.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. We didn't say anything mean. Just
I mean, I gotta. I might have to blank out some stuff at the beginning.
We're gonna hope that the music.
I don't like music, but I like music.
For itself, you know, I just.
Here it goes, ladies and gentlemen. It's Talk to You featuring Miss Olivia Kells. This is Mr. Let It Echo. Let us know what you guys think. College Radio Local Artist Segment.
How am I gonna move on with you when I'm just getting over it? So scared, 'cause baby, I'd have been through so much pain. I'd have been told so many lies. Tell me, baby, please tell me you won't do the same.
I completely understand that the mischievous acts from previous cats got you guarding your heart, and you love so hard that walking away for you just ain't a walk in the park. But that's what a real man want, baby. Because if you able to give your love to someone who wasn't right for you, imagine if Mr. Right come through, what you might can do. Because if your love is having writer's block, then allow my heart to write for you. I mean, you done did so much crime from your last that you're just dying to get past. See, I'm a real man, so I don't mind that you're sad. It just means I have a little extra work to do, but the thing about working overtime is you get paid time and a half. But let me talk to you, baby. You're dying to move on, but your pain and your pride won't let me enter. Now you think everything sounds too good to be true. Hell, you won't even trust the sun if it shines in the winter. But I ain't banking on sun trust. And Wachovia ain't got enough accounts to account for the love I can show to you. 'Cause, I mean, he overdrafted your heart. And it's your actions that's obvious. But I'm just trying to deposit my love. Not trying to get you rich, but, I mean, at least until you back in the positives. Let me talk to you, baby. You're a woman. A feminist. Don't carry the same physical attributes that a man possesses. But you're stronger than any species known to man, but you can't help what the world perceives of you. Because they naturally think that women are weaker. And although you know it's wrong, perception outweighs reality. So you start to believe it's true. So to convince otherwise, you prevent other guys from knowing you really want to be loved. But I'm a real man. I can see through all that. So all you're really doing is deceiving you. But let me talk to you, baby. I make your vulnerabilities go from being a virgin to having porn abilities. See, because to me, you're that sacred. And you wouldn't have a pondering mind, because I make your wondering wise X-rated. Listen, he tried to turn the house into a happy home. But what he had it wrong was he tried to build foundation from styrofoam. So when a storm hit where you laid at, it dismounted quick. See, mine gonna take a little longer, but it's gonna last much longer than that. See, because my love built out of brick. Let me talk to you, baby. He called you a B, and it made you want to leave him. See, but me, I'm gonna put the B in front of lever and make you one of them. Because I got two jobs to do. One to show you I'm a good man, the other to show you I'm nothing like him. And some may say that that's not fair, but well, it's not like I'm trying to give you a fake ride of love that goes in circles anyways. I'm trying to let our love run wild, so I put kerosene on carousels. Cause ain't no quarter slots for the love I got. You feel me? My love is priceless, baby. You know what I mean? So you need to realize I'm nothing like him. I am completely different, baby. So I need you to just open your ears. Open your eyes.
I've been told so many lies. How do I know that you won't do the same? Ooh, boy, talk to me. Ooh, talk to me. Cheated on, not one, not two, not three, but four times. Oh, you say you want me, you said you need me. Come on, baby, I'm right here. waiting for somebody to love us. So come on, come on, come on, show me.
Damn, that girl can sing. Olivia, girl, you made that track, girl.
Talk to Rob.
Woo!
Talk to Rob.
Now, you could call me. Just talk to me like that all
talk to Rob.
Day,
oh
nigga.
Gosh.
Oh, God.
You probably have a cooker sandwich for you, too, right?
Hell yeah.
Oh, jeez.
No, vegetarian. Oh. Avocado.
He had that servo woman cook him up a sandwich.
Yo, girl, you could cook me an avocado sandwich, yo. You got the way to my
really,
heart.
Bro? Damn, man. Oh, now
what?
I don't know what to say to that. I really
don't look at me sideways, because I know you do the same shit to your
whoa,
girl.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Easy, bro.
Do
easy,
what?
Bro.
Be submissive.
Can't be talking all that nonsense and whatnot.
What are you talking about that nonsense, man?
Hey. Yeah, because then Ruff can't get a woman. What happened?
Oh, yeah, Ruff can't get a woman.
You can't talk all this shit if you kind of make it sound like a dick.
Damn. I can't get a woman. Y'all know what it is. I ain't got nothing to complain about. That's a good thing for me. One thing for me to do.
We hear you cry before the show.
Ruff be complaining about women when he ain't got no woman.
Shut up.
I don't get it.
Lies.
Ruff, you know, Ruff sound like those sour ass bitches who be like, nigga, all them men, oh, forget all them men outside and blah, 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 blah. But where's my, I'm so want a man.
No,
they be
yes,
posting up all that
those,
soft stuff
yes,
on
really?
Instagram.
You know
like,
really? Like,
yeah. Like, all the girls so would be like, yo, if you can't keep 100, if you can't keep 100, don't try to be with a girl. And then they post another status or like another Instagram photo.
They're
going to cut her. They're going to things like that.
There's no stopping to treat me right. I could treat her like a princess.
Ruff is bipolar just like the state of Florida.
Whoa.
With his feelings.
Whoa. That's a serious allegation. That does not hold any merit at all.
Allegedly.
It does not. Well, folks, moving on to Cooking with Ketchup. Basically, this is our favorite segment where we talk about...
Oh, I do this one. I guarantee I read this one.
Okay, so this...
I read it, and I was thinking of all the different foods.
Okay, so
I know
basically, this segment
yes.
is basically so where we take...
One. Quickly.
Where we take a particular items in your fridge, and you can basically cook anything with them. You know, as a broke college student, you got to kind of make stuff work. You kind of got to make meals out of nothing. And in this week's fridge, we have ketchup, hummus, limes, plantains, Swiss cheese, mixed veggies in the freezer... And we got to come up with something pretty cool with that. So I'm going to put this one on Steph. I'm going to let Steph go first. Go ahead. Go ahead, girl.
I just wish I had a bag of chips for it. Then I'd be good. Because honestly, I'd be making the plantains with Swiss cheese on top and then the mixed veggies with a side of hummus. But that's me.
Okay.
That's me.
Check
you have to
out,
remember,
bro.
I'm a pregnant woman. I'm very specific.
Check it out, bro.
What do you got?
All right, check it out. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to fry them plantains into chips.
This,
and then
yeah.
I'm going to dip it in
the
hummus.
In the hummus. Mm.
And then what I'm going to do, I'm going to steam the vegetables, add salt, black pepper, and then put the Swiss cheese on top and melt it over.
What?
And then sprinkle some, take the lime, or was it lime? Lime. And then sprinkle it over the vegetables.
That's what I was thinking.
Really?
Put it in the booty.
Nah,
I
would taste not that
much. I don't know if I would do that. No.
Hey, and on top of that, if I do that, every girl would love it, because I've done it before. And they love it.
Lies.
I ain't lying, bro. You know I could cook.
He could make some eggs. He good.
There are men that can cook. I can't say
I can cook.
I witness it. So
Ray
I can't talk shit.
So what do you got? What do you got, Steph? What do you got for ketchup in the kitchen?
Oh, no,
cooking
you
with ketchup.
Me, so
forgot about Ray.
Right there.
Ray.
Yeah, Ray. What do you got, Ray? My bad.
The mixed vegetables. You could do a stir fry.
Ooh,
stir fry. Okay. What else?
Well, you could do a chicken stir fry with the...
But there's no chicken.
Well, remember, you're only using the stuff that's on this list.
Oh, let me see that.
You're
Beto.
Only using the
Beto,
stuff on
the list.
He's not ready.
The plantains.
What?
The plantain. Here's what we... You can... You, what I would do is I would...
make the plantains and add the Swiss cheese on top to let it melt.
Okay. Delicious. Really, that's it?
Check it out. You know what I'm going to try?
Listen, that's a delicious thing for just
food. I know. Yes. I'm going to try this one then. Instead of plátano chips or totones for my Dominican people out there, totones.
We're thinking of sweet plantains. That's why.
No, you could do sweet plantains. That's what I was saying.
Because if there's sweet plantains, that's why sweet we're plantains saying if you just have it with Swiss cheese, that's it.
You never had sweet plantains, have you? You never had sweet plátano maduro.
I've had it.
You have plátano maduro?
I've had. How could he have not?
Come on, bro. I'm just saying.
No, but you could do either plantain chips, slice them very thin and fry them, or you could do the plátano maduros, is the sweet plantains, or you could do tostones, which is you take a plantain, you mash it, and you make it like a
mofongo.
Or mojongo.
Mofongo.
Mofongo, man.
Oh, yeah?
Actually, I would do a mofongo. Stuffed plátano.
Mash up the plantains and
vegetables.
So you mix
hummus.
So you mix up.
Oh, I would.
So
yeah,
you guys would mix up the hummus
like
and the plátanos
and
whatnot.
Yeah.
Or make a totone sandwich out of the hummus and the plátanos and like
that would be good.
Like
all right, so Rob. Special introduction, Rob. It's your first time doing Read Between the Lines this week. What do you got?
Read Between the Lines. I like how you just added that in there.
I would love to see this. Okay, I need to hear this.
All right, check it out. Okay. Ready? Person one says.
He's going to fall.
Pull it. Person two says, how hard?
Come on.
Person one says, hard.
Come on.
Pop open book. A flip book.
Wrong.
Damn it.
Read Between the Lines. Repeat it back for the people at home. Go ahead.
Read Between the Lines basically means that I'm reading you a dialogue between two people, and it's basically, y'all just got to tell me what it is.
Okay.
Go ahead. Again, okay. person one says pull it. Person two says how hard. And then person one says hard.
Why you whispered on the mic? Why? What do you got?
Shoelace.
Wrong. A finger.
No.
Pull it? Okay, I got another.
Hurry up.
What do you got? What do you got?
This is coming on.
What do you got?
I'm gonna get.
It's a person in the gym trainer stretching it out. You got to pull the leg, stretch out the leg.
That does not count.
Is the worst.
That does not count. You don't pull someone's leg.
Yes. You're trying to stretch him. You got to pull their leg this way to stretch it back this way.
No. You didn't tell us that. You did not tell us that.
You push. You don't pull. You push, bitch. You push.
You
push.
You pull the leg back. Yep.
I'm not going to put my crotch in someone's face to pull their leg. You're that asshole. You're that asshole. That's what it is. He's that.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is College. That is College Radio and One Wrap Up.
It does.
It's your boy Ruff in the building.
At least it wasn't as bad as Ruff's.
It's your boy Ruff.
Remember? That's true.
It's your boy Ruff.
Oh, it's your boy Rob, yo.
Yes. We love you, man.
Stephanie. I'm so pissed right now.
It's your logout. It's your logout.
I don't like to lose.
We're out, buddy.
Somewhere. Is weeping, somewhere a king has no wife, and the wind it cries very. Mary.
of the Roundtable Production.